Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, the Nor'easter edition, or so it appears. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number, if you want to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. You can talk about anything you want. We're going to talk about some stuff that is on my mind. I brought in some prep for the show. Usually we come at you with the perspective of freedom, of liberty, of peace, voluntary interactions, financial independence, independence of, well, just about everything, really. Taking control of your own life and things of that nature. But it is often talked about here on Free Talk Live about the system. And I bring up frequently how there's a difference between government and society. That is to say that government is one entity and it has one way of doing things, and that's by use of force or threats of violence. And then there's society, which is, a lot of folks think, is government. Government is not society. Government is a separate thing. Society exists independently of government. And to illustrate this every now and again, there's something in the news that really just sort of brings it home. And so I wanted to tell you about this article from Texas. It's from KSAT.com. The headline reads, Texas brothers beat stepfather to death for sexually abusing their sister, reports say. The brother's friend is also charged in Hidalgo County. The two brothers are in jail in Hidalgo County, accused of beating their stepfather to death for sexually abusing their 9-year-old sister. Alejandro Trevino, 18, Christian Trevino, 17, along with family friend Juan Eduardo Melendez, 18, are accused of beating 42-year-old Gabriel Quintanilla and leaving him to die in a field in McAllen, where his body was discovered by a farmer. A report from Valley Central states that Quintanilla was found Thursday with apparent severe blunt force trauma to his head. According to KRGV, police reported that a minor, later identified as Quintanilla's daughter, made an outcry about being inappropriately touched by Quintanilla at an RV park. When brothers Alejandro and Christian Trevino found out, they became enraged and confronted Gabriel Quintanilla at the residence. A physical fight ensued between the three, and the victim, Quintanilla, left the location on foot, a news release from Farr Police Department states. KRGV reported that Christian Trevino chased Quintanilla to a nearby apartment complex, and Melendez drove Alejandro Trevino to the complex, where they assaulted Quintanilla again. The trio left the area and changed vehicles from a red Dodge Charger to a truck before heading back to the complex where they discovered Quintanilla walking alone. Farr police said in the release he was allegedly assaulted a third time, police said, before being placed in the bed of the truck and dumped in a field. Police believe Quintanilla might have still been alive when the teens allegedly dumped his body. Hidalgo County records show Menendez is charged with engaging in organized criminal activity, murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and possession of marijuana. Christian Trevino is charged with aggravated assault, murder, and engaging in organized criminal activity. And Alejandro Trevino is charged with engaging in organized criminal activity and aggravated assault. MyRGV reported that Alejandro is not charged with murder because Christian and Melendez are thought to have dealt the fatal blow. Police believe brass knuckles were used during at least one of the assaults on Quintanilla. Quintanilla is Alejandro and Christian's stepfather, and the two brothers have different fathers. They are both half-siblings of the 9-year-old girl who was allegedly assaulted, according to MyRGV. Quintanilla had a warrant. This is the stepfather, Quintanilla. He had a warrant for continuous sexual abuse of a child and assault family violence at the time of his death, according to police. That's about the extent of the article. So, in this instance, is this society acting independently of government? You know, some people will say immediately, you know, knee-jerk reaction, well, this is what they call street justice. Anybody who's probably, you know, been in jail for any extent of time would recognize that even in jail, child molesters, child abusers are considered the lowest class of inmate and are often targeted by those in jail for being a child molester. So what separates this type of action, some would say, in defense of the 9-year-old sister who is unable to defend herself from the stepfather? What separates this type of action from, say, going through the courts and prosecuting? Because it seems to me that this is an action that the world over, in almost every culture, would probably just be accepted. Now, I'm speaking without any facts to back this up, but I'm just guessing that most societies, most cultures, when if this all turns out to be true, again, this is all alleged stuff, so if it turns out to be true that the stepfather was indeed sexually abusing this 9-year-old girl repeatedly, did these brothers find justice? Are you okay with what these brothers did to this stepfather? 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. I'd like to hear your opinions on this particular case, because I don't have children, but I certainly do have family. And I have enough history of child abuse, that is to say, as a child, I was abused in many different ways by a stepmother and some other family members. And so I have a particular take on this. I personally feel like if I had a 9-year-old sister and I was 18 and I found out that my stepfather was sexually abusing her, I can't say that I wouldn't do what these guys did. I can't say that. It would certainly cross my mind. 603-283-6160. Do you think that this is justice? And if so, why isn't justice dispensed as readily and efficiently and quickly by the state, by this organization of violence that we call government? Because, I mean, let's just play it out in our head. If government sort of took the reins here, this guy would have been arrested. There would be some evidence that would have to be collected by the prosecution. All sorts of things would happen with lawyers. Things would be inevitably delayed for possibly years as these cases go. I would assume that this case would get all sorts of press, all sorts of radio time, all sorts of social media reports, I would guess, just by the nature of what it is. Is this street justice? Is this justice in the eyes of society? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Nor'easter Winter Blizzard Edition. That is to say, We are located in Keene, New Hampshire, which really didn't get that much of the blizzard, but there is a blizzard going on not far away from where this studio is. And so I appear to be Captain Solo, not to be confused with Captain Solo of Star Trek fame, but Captain Kick-Ass Rolling Solo here, which is fine. I don't mind. 603-283-6160. I have to apologize to anybody who was on hold. We had a disastrophe. That's a disaster and a catastrophe with the phone system, and I needed to reboot some things. So that has been done. So if you want to give us a call, 603-283-6160. I opened tonight's show with this article from KSAT talking about Texas brothers who beat their stepfather to death for sexually abusing their 9-year-old sister. And I'd love to hear your opinions on that, because there is a huge difference between governance or governments, if you will, the organization of people who claim a monopoly on violence, and society. And people don't seem to grasp that very readily. That is to say that if somebody could wave the magic wand and make government disappear, the organization, that society would still have rules, right? They just wouldn't have some guy in a chair telling everybody his opinion of how you should live your life. Instead, it would be up to society to figure these things out on its own, whether that's by people providing goods and services and selling them for, you know, a fee, whether that's, you know, unique situations, charitable situations, where people contribute a certain amount of money and then services are provided in a charitable fashion. There's all sorts of methods for doing this, so I would like your opinions. But I do want to talk about, you know, Breaker 1-9 for the Rubber Duck for just a minute. Anybody who's old enough to have watched a movie in 1978, or even later, I guess, the movie came out in 78. It's the famous line from the song, the theme song, and also from the movie itself, Convoy. And if you're paying attention to your social medias at all, Convoy is going on in Ontario, Canada. What is this convoy about, you may ask? And ask you might. Well, the impression that I got was that it was a convoy for the sake of ending the vaccine mandates. That is to say, an anti-mandate freedom convoy. And this is from local12.com. Anti-mandate freedom convoy said to be the largest truck convoy ever. A convoy of trucks crossing Canada protesting vaccine mandates for truckers could be a world record setter, but there are doubts about the actual size of the convoy. This Freedom Convoy was reportedly organized to protest against the vaccine mandates put in place at the U.S.-Canada border, as well as mask mandates for truckers, which orders the drivers to wear masks in trucks. Welcome. Peakless Mountaineer, how art thou?
It is terrible out there.
You motored through the blizzard?
I did. Neither snow nor rain nor dark of night shall keep me from the radio, but boy is it trying.
Yeah, I left spectacularly early.
I have been driving for hours.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Very carefully.
Welcome. So, we're currently talking a little bit about this Freedom Convoy, these truckers in Canada.
Oh, those few fringe people that are making the largest convoy in human history.
I don't have any official numbers as far as how many trucks and how many people. I've heard as many as 50,000 trucks Now, that could be just, you know, that could be fluff. You know, I don't know. I know that there was a Facebook page put up for these guys, and Facebook took it down, so I had to start another one. That apparently still exists. I know they started a GoFundMe, and in fact, this article talks about it a little bit. It says a GoFundMe organized for the event has already passed $7 million in donations. Organizers explained the event's purpose on the GoFundMe page. To our fellow Canadians, the time for political overreach is over. Our current government is implementing rules and mandates that are destroying the foundation of our businesses, industries, and livelihoods. Canadians have been integral to the fabric of humanity in many ways that have shaped the planet. We're taking our fight to the doorsteps of our federal government and demanding that they cease all mandates against its people. Small businesses are being destroyed, homes are being destroyed, and people are being mistreated and denied fundamental necessities to survive. It's our duty as Canadians to put an end to these mandates. We are asking for donations to help with the cost, yada, yada, yada. So this goes to pay fuel and lodging and all that stuff for these truckers.
Here's what I think is really brilliant about this. So I figure that somewhere there are people making very specific calculations about people will put up with X amount of authoritarianism as long as they're getting Y. You know, whether that's, you know, bread, circuses, you know, bare essentials to live, things like that.
Yeah.
And these people are coming along and saying, no. No, you do not get to provide Y until you reduce X. And I think that is just absolutely brilliant.
So, I've seen the movie Convoy when I was... It came out in 78, so I probably didn't see it until 79, 80, right? So I must have been 6 years old, 7 years old, somewhere in that park. So I didn't really get it. I just thought that it was cool to, like, hold my arm up and, you know, make the magic maneuver that signals the trucker to honk their horn, you know, as you're driving by in your automobile, and they would do so. And then the song, for some reason, was a hit song.
It is a catchy tune.
It's like the guy, the artist, C.W., I can't remember who did it. Hang on, I'll tell you. It's a C.W. McCall. Everybody thinks it was a Kris Kristofferson song because Kris Kristofferson was in the movie. Mm. But it's not. C.W. McCall is his only hit. But it, like, topped the charts, and then it went away. And it topped the charts again. So it was like this song that, like, went away and came back somehow. Had, like, a resurgence. So it's a catchy tune. But the movie, of course, has a distinct ending as to what did these guys accomplish with the convoy. My question is, not just for you people, but for our listeners as well, what is the outcome? What is the goal of this convoy? And how do you know when they've achieved it? 603-283-6160. If you want to let us know, how we'll know that these truckers have achieved their goal. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. East Coast is battling blizzard conditions, with many places now reporting whiteout conditions. Officials are telling people to not travel if they don't have to. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
High winds, heavy snow, blizzard conditions, all the elements of a classic nor'easter, and that's what we're dealing with right now.
In New Rochelle, New York, a snowplow driver is reinforcing just how dangerous it is on the roads.
I expected worse. Just keep scraping until it stops and we can salt it up.
Over 10 million people in the Northeast are under blizzard warnings.
The National Weather Service is warning that the nor'easter could bring near-record snowfall and blizzard conditions to most of New England. Power outages are widespread, and thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm. This is USA Radio News. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. Brady rallied the Bucs from a 27-3 deficit to tie it late before Matt Gay's field goal at the gun won it for Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live, a live radio call-in program where you can talk about whatever's on your mind, give your opinion. We're a nationally syndicated radio show. We're also broadcast online live over at freetalklive.com. There's also, I don't know why you'd want to watch, we have faces for radio, but video.freetalklive.com. We have some streaming cameras going on.
And if you do watch, I suggest you do it while we're here.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Real quick, somebody in one of the chat rooms says over 500,000 people are supporting the truckers in Canada. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, there are a lot of people that that showed up just to help them protest, basically.
Yeah. So I filled you in on the opening story about the kids in Texas who beat to death their stepfather for abusing their 9-year-old sister, allegedly. Courts haven't gone through and done this. And so my question was to the listeners, is this an example of society and justice independent of government? Because I think it is. I tell people all the time that there's a difference between society and government, and they go, oh, no, it's the same thing. I was like,
that is the myth that government propagates.
Yeah.
They like to pretend that they are society, that they accomplish everything good in society, that society could not happen without them. They have a profound mythology on all of this. And wouldn't you know it, they have over a decade to drum these ideas into our heads.
Yeah, they certainly do. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in a minute. Before we do that, I wanted to make sure that you know that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com.
And just a quick thought on that one.
Sure.
This is what happens when we can't, when there's no competition in court systems. Like, we know we don't get justice out of the courts that we have. Mm-hmm. There's no competition, so we can't fire this court and get another one that actually works.
Right.
So people take the law into their own hands, and we don't get the opportunity to say, okay, we're going to sit down in front of everyone, prove that this actually happened, that this is the required response for this.
Yeah, I, you and I see eye to eye. But let's go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good, good. With regard to these two, you know, court of public opinion is an ugly thing. These two have intimate knowledge that none of us out here does have. All we have is the story that we've gotten in the press. But that being said, if their 9-year-old stepsister was being abused by her father, that's the kind of thing. Sexual abuse of a child is just, I'm sorry, but that's exceptionally heinous, in my opinion.
No
that's
doubt.
The kind of thing that destroys a soul. And I have people extremely close to me who have suffered from that, and thank God they've survived and come out as rational human beings. But, I mean, there's a certain amount of frontier justice with this that, you know, I'm sorry, but our court systems fail to address and fail to deal with. You know, the law says everybody's entitled to a timely trial. I think the victims are just as entitled to a trial, to that trial of the accused as the accused is of being tried.
Yeah.
And this stuff, for these things to get dragged out for years because of the backlog, I think is just... I don't know what the solution is. I can't.
Well, and the thing about that backlog is it's the lawyers that get paid to do the trials that are deciding what gets to be tried. So, of course, they're going to go, yeah, give me more business. So
right.
Everything gets to be tried, whether it's a good idea or not, to bring it to trial.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. We see things like on the liberal side in California where there's a lot of stuff where these guys, you know, there's a lot of people committing a lot of crimes, and DAs are saying, well, if it's less than this amount of money, let them go.
Yeah.
And you'll never see these pricks again. And, you know, people who work their asses off to get what they have and where they are get no recompense whatsoever.
Hey, Steve, I have a question for you specifically. It's a hypothetical question, but if you were 18 years old and you had a 9-year-old sister and you found out that your stepfather was sexually abusing her, would you contemplate going to this extreme?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't argue with it because it's like I said, that's exceptionally heinous. There's a level of depravity there that I think just is, it signifies the absence of something in the stepfather, if that's exactly true. And somebody needs to give credit to the 18-year-olds if, you know, for who they are, if they know something's going on or if they know there's something really ugly about this guy. There are some people, I'm sorry, but you just know there's something wrong. There's something twisted.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Steve. Appreciate it. In my eyes, you know, people call it the justice system. I call it the just us system. You know, everything you're taught in school says liberty and justice for all. When the reality of it is, if you examine the facts, if you examine the outcome of court cases in the United States of America, if you examine the outcome, it is not. In fact, it's rarely justice for anyone, but it's justice for some people if they can afford it. That's to say, the poor get railroaded frequently. I don't know what financial situation this particular family finds themselves in.
You get the treatment you can afford. You don't really get the justice that you can afford.
Yeah. You can get justice if you can afford it.
It's possible if you can afford it and you want it.
Right.
I mean, the fact is that the people that can afford it tend not to want it when it comes to them.
Yeah.
Well, and I have two big problems with this situation. Number one, we didn't get to have a trial where we get to say, okay, for sure, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And number two, what's with the breaks between these beatings?
Yeah, I sort of get the first one, right, where they talk about how it was Brother One and his friend, the third person involved in this thing, the driver apparently or something along those lines. He's not being accused of murder for whatever reason. So it's Brother Number One and this kid. So maybe they found out. They're like, oh, stepfather's abusing, you know, whatever the girl, they haven't released her name, obviously, in this article. Stepfather's abusing our 9-year-old sister. Let's go kick some ass, right? And so they get together and they go and they find the guy and they beat him. And so now they're 18, right? So they're young. They're like, oh, they're filled with adrenaline now. And like, they're having all these emotions that, you know, when you beat somebody, you know, you've got adrenaline, you know, and all sorts of emotions. And so you go and you find Brother Number Two and you're like, dude, we just found out that, you know, stepdad was, you know, doing things to our 9-year-old sister. And we went and we beat him up. And Brother Number Two goes, where is he? Let's go find him, right? And so they all jump in the car. They go find him a second time and issue beating Number Two. I almost get that. I don't understand the third one, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I Unless mean, they point... were, like, literally, like, afraid that, well, we left him alive. Now we're going to jail. Let's see if we can kill him all the way and then dump him in a field, right, which is what they did, and, you know, maybe kind of get away with it. I don't know. That's my speculation. That's the only thing I could think of. What would be going through your mind at this point?
If it was me, I wouldn't have stopped the first time. If I found out for sure that, you know, someone who they probably see as their own little sister is getting sexually abused, I wouldn't stop until he quit twitching, honestly.
And where does the non-aggression principle fall within this?
Oh, this is third-party self-defense.
Right. But we could talk a little bit more about that.
And again, one of the things that bothers me is that we don't get a nice public forum where we get to say, okay, here's the evidence, now we know for sure what happened.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Would you prefer street justice over systemic justice? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're here on the Nor'easter edition, Saturday nights, live from Keene, New Hampshire. We've been talking about this article from KSAT, a couple of 18-year-olds and a 17-year-old. Two of them are brothers. One is an accomplice, apparently, to some actions. These Texas brothers beat stepfather to death for sexually abusing their 9-year-old sister, reports say. Both the brothers are in custody, as well as the third party. And we've just been talking about how this relates to the system. That is to say, the court system, the government, if you will. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
So we were talking last segment before we had to go to break. Where does this type of action, assuming that everything here in this article is true, assuming that this stepfather did sexually abuse this 9-year-old girl, assuming that these two brothers and their friend beat this guy to death for that reason, where does this fall under the non-aggression principle?
So, remember, it's the non-aggression, not non-violence principle. So self-defense is not only allowed, but pretty much required at some point. And in this case, since the 9-year-old is obviously not able to defend herself, a third party can step in and defend her, or do whatever is necessary to avoid any further aggression on this 9-year-old girl.
Right. It would be like, for our listeners who might not be familiar, it would be like you protecting your family on the old homestead.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the gun, and your family's behind you, and, you know, the terrible bad man is coming to your property, and you're defending them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Third party.
There are a couple of twists in this one. The first one being, like, there are circumstances where someone can refuse a third-party self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Her being 9, not really an option.
Yeah,
I mean, basically the way this works is that she functions as being in trust of the father, and since he's violated that trust, that has to go to someone else,
right.
And they're the ones there picking it up. So, now going back to beat him again, that's kind of questionable.
Okay.
I mean, now, if you're still concerned that he's going to continue to be able to do this, then it might be called for. but it's gray area at that point.
Let's go to Tyler calling from Washington State. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was listening to your radio station, and this story just made me sick to my stomach, so I felt like I needed to call and put my two cents into it.
Go ahead.
I feel like this is just the failure of our system. These people protecting their sister probably felt like there was no justice for her. What are they going to do? I mean,
yeah,
it goes from all the way, you know, we're failing our children as a nation. We're not protecting them. And pedophilia is on the rise, and these pedophiles just don't get the justice they deserve.
And according to this article, the stepfather, Quintanilla, had a warrant for continuous sexual abuse of a child and assault family violence at the time of his death. So there were warrants out. I don't know for how long. I don't know if the kids, the stepsons of this man, knew that there were warrants out. I don't, you know, there's a lot that I don't know about this, but if that scenario is, say, normal, perhaps they did feel that there was no justice to be had within the system. I don't know.
That brings up an interesting point, because the average pedophile has 150 victims.
Wow.
On average. 150, and that's just the average. So you can't assume that this was a one-time thing, you know?
I was not aware of that statistic.
That is mind-blowing. It's the first I've heard of that.
It's fact. Well, as far as facts are, you know, told to us.
Yeah. If you were these 18-year-old kids, Tyler, what would you do in this situation?
Well, you know, I had a stepfather, and I wasn't sexually abused. I was abused in other ways, and it crossed my mind in that scenario. So something like this, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for the call, Tyler. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160.
And I agree with him completely. This is a failure of the system. If we had a functional justice system, then none of this would be necessary.
Well, and let's even go so far as to talk about the education system.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, and, you know, he mentions how we're not protecting our children. My God, the worst job that we are doing in child protection is by handing them over to these unaccountable government bureaucrats,
yeah,
with minuscule functional education and almost no accountability whatsoever. And, I mean, it's a well-known trope that, oh, the Catholic Church will protect their pedophiles. But what people don't realize is that the Catholic Church has nothing on public education.
Oh, yeah, no. When I encounter, I have some friends that have young children. Occasionally, like, yeah, we're sending them to their first day of school. They, you know, I'll come upon some, oh, in school today, little Jimmy, you know. And because I'm me, I will interject with something like, hey, if you were in Nazi Germany, would you hand your kid over to the Nazis for, you know, roughly 8 hours a day and allow them to feed your child as well? The reaction all the time, every time, 100% without fail, no way, I would never do such a thing. And I'm like, well, why do you do it now? And they're like, well, because we're not Nazis. It's like, well, what's the difference? And then we start going down a philosophical road about
the
difference between what the Nazi regime was doing.
We have a very different flavor of racism in our particular fascist empire.
Yeah, our fascist empire is much larger than the Nazi empire ever thought about being. It has killed more. It has more prisoners. That's for sure. It has more prisoners than even the gulags had. You know, so, and that's current, by the way. It's not just historical. Currently, the United States has more prisoners than any other empire in all of history.
Yeah, last I checked, we have more prisoners than the next few combined.
Yeah.
So.
Not even a question.
Yeah, I mean.
But if there is such a thing as public education, right, if society decides, independent of government, that society is sort of responsible for educating people, well, then they're failing, because at least for this particular guy, because we know that pedophilia is wrong. Examine cultures around the globe. I don't think you can find one where they're like, no, it's fine. I'm pretty sure that doesn't exist. If you know of one, you can call 603-283-6160, because I'd like to berate it on the air if it does exist. But even within, you know, these kids, right? Where did they get the idea that this is what they should do? Well, I mean, revenge, right? You know, here is their loved one, their 9-year-old sister. You know, what else is going to go through your mind?
I could ascribe a range from strictly protective, on that side being the, okay, we have to make absolutely certain that this never, ever happens again, all the way to sadism. Because, I mean, remember, there's these three separate occurrences of this thing. So that maybe the first one was well-motivated, and the second one was kind of borderline, and then by the third time you were just completely in it for the thrill of it. I don't know. And this is exactly the problem when we don't have a justice system that works for us.
Yeah.
Is that we can't make a nice big show of, this is what happened, reasonable people have come to this conclusion, and this is what happens as a result of these actions.
Yeah. Reasonable and trusted people. Mm-hmm. In pre-government societies, they would do things like find, you know, the wise elder of the village or the town,
mm-hmm.
and they would go to him and be like, hey, you know what, we all know you, we all trust your decision-making, you know, maybe you've done this for us before, you know, can you settle this? It's voluntary dispute resolution.
And that was where the origin of judges came from.
Right. So instead of having a trusted, wise person, we now have elected officials, which I don't know about you, but I don't trust one of them.
Mm-mm. And very frequently they will keep people away from jury decisions.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk more about the Great Big Convoy, and we'll talk about 30 state troopers who got fired for cheating all at the same time. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.